بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب تحريم سماع الغيبة. وأمر من سمع غيبة محرمة بردها والإنكار على قائلها. In this chapter, we discuss that it is haram to listen to ghibat. The previous chapter was generally about the gunas of the tongue and the control of the tongue. Yet the listening of the guna of the tongue is also haram, that is to listen to ghibat. And if a person listens to this ghibat, then he must refute it. If somebody talks bad about somebody in a gathering, then a person should refute that. وَالْإِنْكَارْ عَلَىٰ قَاعِدِهَا فَإِنْ عَجِزَ أَوْ لَمْ يَقْبَلْ مِنْهُ فَارَقَ ذَٰلِكَ الْمَجْلِسِ إِنْ أَمْكَنَهُ. And if a person cannot stop that person, he hasn't got the courage to tell that person what you are saying is wrong, what you're talking about, this person is not true, that person is not like that. If you don't have that courage, then you should get up and leave that gathering. But don't sit there and listen to it and just keep on nodding your head, or just listen to it silently. If you can, you must refute it when you know that person is saying what is wrong and is making ghibat. And if you can't, then leave that gathering. قال الله تعالى, with regard to this, Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا اللَّهْوَ أَعْرَضُوا عَنْهَا. The righteous people are those, when they listen to wrong things, they turn their faces from it. They don't listen to it. Whether it's music, you don't listen to music. You got caught up in an environment where there is music playing, but don't pay attention, don't listen to it. If you can, leave that place. If you hear where people are playing a band, etc., leave that place. Where people are making ghibat, lying, etc., then turn away from there. Don't be part and parcel of that gathering. وقال تعالى أن نذا آية الله تعالى says والذين هم عن اللغو معرضون. The righteous and pious and good close servants of Allah are these, that when there is any futile activity carrying on, they turn away from there. They don't engage in futile activity, in which is included when somebody is making ghibat, somebody is lying, somebody is just making a big noise, amusing people. Don't sit in such gatherings. Rather go on your own and do your, be quiet or make zikr of Allah Ta'ala. In another ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ السَّمْعَ وَالْبَصَرُ وَالْفُؤَادُ كُلُّ أُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ عَنْهُ مَسْئُولًا. Undoubtedly your hearing, your seeing, your heart, that is your thoughts, etc., all these things you will be questioned about on the day of Qiyamah. Yeah, just a little interrogation by the wife, we get angry and we get upset. We can't take it. Why is she questioning me so much? On the day of Qiyamah, when Allah will question about the fine details about all the things that you were hearing, what you were seeing, what you were thinking, and a person will have no choice. Yeah, with the wife, you can tell her shut up, or you can say what you want to, but Qiyamah's day in front of Allah, you will not be able to refuse. You will have to face that interrogation and you will have to answer the questions. In another ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِذَا رَأَيْتَ الَّذِينَ يَخُوضُونَ فِي آيَاتِنَا فَعَارِضْ عَنْهُمْ. And when you see those people, that is when you are those people who are disputing, who are making a joke, who are making fun about anything about deen, about the signs of Allah Ta'ala, who are involved in any type of haram, then turn away from such people. Don't be a part of that gathering. We get a lot of caught up with such type of things in social gatherings, weddings, etc. Make an excuse you want to go to the toilet or whatever, but don't be part and parcel of any haram gathering where any type of haram is taking place. حَتَّى يَخُوضُوا فِي حَدِيثٍ غَيْرِ. Only sit with those people when they talk about something else. When they make talking about deen, about the ulama, etc., they're running them down. About tabligh jamaat, about khanqa, people are running it down and talking bad. Don't be part of that. Only sit with them when they are talking of something which is worthwhile. Otherwise, don't even sit in such gatherings. To talk of haram is also haram, and just to sit and listen is also haram. The least what we should do is stop that person. If we haven't got that courage, we can't do it, we think there'll be more trouble, then get up and leave that gathering. وَإِمَّا يُنْسِيَنَّكَ الشَّيْطَانِ فَلَا تَحُدْ بَعْدَ ذِكْرَى مَعَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. However, if shaitan makes you to forget, you get carried away, you don't realize that you also part and parcel of this haram gathering, then when you remember, then don't sit with them. Go away immediately. Sometimes the talk goes so smoothly in this wrong direction and you don't realize, you get carried away. And before long you realize you are in the middle of a big haram amal. It can be even right in the masjid, it can be in the haram, it can be anywhere where people start backbiting, people start slandering people, accusing people, false rumors that they spread, etc. And you got carried away. But when you realize, then get up and go away. Don't then be part of that. وعن أبي دردا رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال. Hazrat Abu Darda رضي الله عنه says that Nabiya Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم said, من رد عن عرض أخيه رد الله عن وجهه النار يوم القيامة. A person who dispels, who removes the false accusations of the respect of his fellow brother. Somebody is talking bad about another Muslim brother, making ghibat, slandering him, spreading false rumors about him, and somebody refutes it. No, it's not like that. What you are saying is totally wrong. This person is not like that. In return, Allah Ta'ala will save your face from the fire of Jahannam on the day of Qiyamah. You saved your Muslim brother from the false accusations put to him, and you stood up for him. Allah will stand up for you, and Allah will save you from the fire of Jahannam on the day of Qiyamah. وعن إبان بن مالك رضي الله عنه في حديث الطويل المشهور الذي تقدم في باب الرجاء قال. The next narration is from Ibn Malik radiallahu anhu in a lengthy famous hadith which had come before already in the chapter of the hopes of in Allah Ta'ala. He says, قام النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يصلي. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood up to make imamat, to lead the prayers, to make imamat. فقال أين مالك بن دخشم. Then he asked, where is this one sahabi Malik ibn Dukhshum? فقال رجل, one person from in the community in the Musalli said, منافق لا يحب الله ولا رسوله. That person is a munafiq, is a hypocrite. He doesn't love Allah and he doesn't love his Rasul. Where will he come for namaz? He won't be here for namaz. What are you asking about him, O Allah's Rasul? فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تقول ذلك. Don't say such words. Don't accuse him like this. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood up for him and protected him. Imagine Allah's Nabi stood up for a sahabi. How much percent we stand up for our fellow brothers when they are being run down, etc. أَلَا تَرَاهُ قَدْ قَالَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ يُرِيدُ بِذَلِكَ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ. Don't you see that he read the kalima لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ and he read it in sincerity for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Allah had informed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he knew that he read it with sincerity. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ حَرَّمَ عَلَى النَّارِ مَنْ قَالَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ يَبْتَغِي بِذَلِكَ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ. And whoever reads لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, Allah has made haram the fire of Jahannam on such a person. So don't say these bad words with regard to him. So as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood up for the sahabi, like that we also should stand up when we see somebody is being slandered, somebody ghibat is being made, etc. وعن كعب بن مالك رضي الله عنه في حديث الطويل في قصة توبته وقد سبق في باب التوبة. The next narration is of Ka'b ibn Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Also it's a lengthy hadith which has come before in the chapter of Tawbah. النبي قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو جالس في القوم بتبوك. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting with the Sahaba when they went out to in this expedition of Tabuk. فَمَا فَعَلَ كَعْبُ بْنُ مَالِكِ. And he asked, what happened? Where is كَعْبُ بْنُ مَالِكِ? He hasn't come with us. Where is he? I don't see him. فَقَالَ رَجْلٌ مِّن بَنِي سَلِمَةَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ حَبَسَهُ بَرْدَاهُ وَالنَّظْرُ فِي عِطْفَيْهِ. that oh, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his clothes has kept him behind. In other words, he's in luxury now. He's caught up in luxury and therefore he's not making mujahada and he didn't come out for this jihad. And he's looking at his sides. In other words, he's happy about himself. He's got pride in him and he's in luxury. Therefore he hasn't come. فَقَالَ مُعَاذُ بْنُ جَبَلْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ بِئْسَ مَا قُلْتُ. One Sahabi, Mu'adh ibn Jabal, stood up for him and he said, very bad what you have said. He isn't like that. Don't speak like that about him. So like that we see, we should stand up for our fellow brothers when they are being slandered, mocked at, etc. Wallah, ya Rasulullah, ma alimna alihi illa khayra. And he said, oh Allah's Rasul, we only know good about Malik. Ka'b ibn Malik, whatever reason he didn't come, we don't know. But we know he's a good person, he's a sincere person. فَسَكَتَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kept quiet upon this. So yeah, the teachings are we must not listen to backbiting, any haram, whatever type of haram, we must not enter our ears. And if somebody is being slandered in front of us, we should stand up for our Muslim brother and protect him. If we cannot, then don't sit in that gathering, leave that gathering and go away. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا.